For more than 30 years, anyone who spent even one night in the Clinch County Jail in southeast Georgia had to pay for their room and board. Even if the charges against you were dropped or you were acquitted, the fee still had to be paid. But after a successful 2-year legal battle, two former prisoners have helped end the practice. John Sepulvedo of member station WUSF reports.
For almost 9 months, Willie Williams sat in the Clinch County Jail, waiting to stand trial for rape. Those charges have been dropped, and Williams is back at work, driving a forklift. He says the absolute worst thing about the whole ordeal has to be the meals at the jail. Williams says breakfast every day was powdered eggs, half a wiener, and cold grits.
And we didn't get no lunch, and supper, a lady named Larnell cooked supper. You can't eat it. It ain't worth eating.
For this bad food, Williams was charged $18 a day. His total for room and board came to $4,608. When he was released, Williams says a Clinch County jailer forced him to sign a promissory note, stating that he would pay the money or end up back in jail. And Williams was not alone. For 30 years, the sheriff in Clinch County had been charging room and board fees to all inmates that spent at least one night in jail.
If I hadn't paid for it, you know, they said they were going to lock them back up if I didn't pay for it. And that's why I had to continue, you know, paying them every month, every first of the month.
That's Annette Jackson. She's the mother of Michael Jackson, the other plaintiff in the suit against Clinch County. Jackson says her family often had to choose between paying rent or paying the sheriff.
I had to make efforts to make sure I pay that money on time.
And how much money were they asking for?
$1,000-some.
Both Williams and Jackson were paying their fees in installments. When the Atlanta-based Southern Center for Human Rights learned about the practice, they filed a lawsuit on behalf of the two men. Sarah Garrity is their lawyer. Garrity says Georgia law does allow local courts to impose fines after an inmate is convicted.
We just don't punish people before they have been convicted of a crime. It's the court's job to impose appropriate punishment after conviction. The sheriff is not authorized to punish people.
Winston Peterson has been sheriff in Clinch County for the past 17 years. Sheriff Peterson declined to comment for this story. His lawyer is Richard Strickland.
The sheriff is solely responsible for the operation of the jail under Georgia law. That is the case.
Strickland says the sheriff had every right to collect money from the inmates to pay for jail upkeep.
What this was jail reimbursement fees. This was not a fine, was not punitive in nature in any way. It applied across the board. Nobody was singled out.
Several other Georgia counties reportedly collect similar fees, but sheriffs in those counties say the practice has been stopped or they deny that the fees were collected. As for the Clinch County sheriff, it appears all the money he collected, over $30,000, went to the county's general revenue fund. And Strickland is adamant the threat of jail was not used to squeeze money out of ex-inmates.
Nobody was ever put back in jail. Nobody. You know, that's wanting to make an issue out of something that's not really an issue. It did not happen.
As part of the settlement, Sheriff Peterson promised to stop charging room and board fees, and the county will cut a check to some 350 inmates if they promise not to sue. For NPR News, I'm John Sepulvedo in Tallahassee.